We'll shift from vocal placement to throat size adjustment. We need to create a smaller, resonating chamber, but there are some inherent challenges with this.
There's a tendency to squeeze, to over-tighten your throat muscles, which makes this kind of a sound, which sounds a bit like Pee Wee Herman or Kermit the Frog. The challenge is to make the throat size smaller without constricting your voice.
As a voice therapist for 20 years, I've seen many voice disorders and often problems of muscle tension accompanying these disorders. It's very, very easy to go down the wrong path in this arena of vocal resonance. We absolutely insist that you not strain or force your voice when you practice these exercises. You need to watch for soreness and hoarseness and voice fatigue. And if these crop up, rest your voice. Otherwise, we're gonna hunt you down.
Kathy, you can't threaten these people.
Oh, yes, I can. In fact, Lynn, it's essential that they establish good voice technique and not mess up their voices in the process.
You know, that's true, Kathy. Everything we're doing is creating change and protecting your voice at the same time.
We're like your vocal fairy godmothers, yeah.
Hi, Glinda, the good witch of the glottis.
Oh, Lynn, I love you.